This recording, Saskatchewan 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, and its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell a war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. What just happened this weekend? My firstborn son got married, and we got to experience the joy and the emotion of letting go and watching him embrace a new bride who we really love. The unique thing about the wedding was that Corey took it upon himself to write the music and perform at his own wedding, which we were wondering how that would all pan out for him emotionally, but he pulled it off and he got his groomsmen playing their instruments with him and serenaded his bride down the aisle. Because he was given piano lessons, he begged to stop, so after his grade 6, we said, if you got your grade 6, you can quit. He had taken, I don't know, 5 years of guitar as well, and put them both down, and then one day picked them up, and it really did pay off. And he plays drums really well. He can play anything. But, yeah, it was neat. It was really neat. And I don't know whether you knew that the bride never heard those words before. Did I tell you that? So, in rehearsal, he played the guitar, but she never got to hear what he was going to be saying to her.
Oh,
I think she heard them in the moment, and as she approached him, she was about to lose it. I was losing it. I personally was losing it. But he kept winking at her and smiling at her and getting her to lighten up. So, yeah, it was good. I knew he was a man the day that he came in, and at the height of all stress levels, when all our whole family was here and just so much to do and so many people and so much pressure, and he came in and he said, all I want is to make her happy, and I don't care what happens on her day. I don't care if we're late to do this or that or whatever. She is going to have the day of her life. And I thought, yeah, you're going to make it.